Okay.
Rheumatism. A lot of people say rheumatism.
Okay.
Instead of arthritis.
Now, don't you all have that fight?
Sit down here. She's trying to make that dog behave.
Oh, she is. Mm-hmm. She's older, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
But she's not supposed to do that. Because Buttercup wasn't doing anything yesterday. But
come here, Buttercup. Come here. Get up here. Come here. Place where they bury people is called a...
Cemetery. We say cemetery now. A long time ago, I think they used to say graveyard.
Okay. If it's small mountain country, would you still call it a graveyard, or would you call it a...
No, they call it a cemetery.
Cemetery. What if it was just real small and just had the family buried there?
It's called a family burial. Not ground.
Okay. And what do they call it? Box they put the body in?
We call it casket. People used to say coffin.
Oh, okay. Did you ever hear anything else?
No.
Okay. And you might say he was a real important man. Everybody in town turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. And people were dressed in black or in
mourning.
Okay. If you have a pain in your lower right side,
you have appendicitis.
Okay. Give that. You could just be hungry. What's a humorous way of saying somebody died? I sure am glad that old skinflint finally.
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't say it, but passed on or got out of the way or died.
Okay.
Now all of them. All the colored folks that I know always say passed.
I've heard that. Not passed away or passed on.
Just
passed.
They never say died. They passed.
I heard that too. I think that's what they're... if you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come back up, you say you...
vomited.
Okay. Is there a less polite word than vomit that you're not ever hear?
Yeah, but my granddaughter says that's worse than saying the other word, so.
Which is worse?
Up chuck.
Oh, okay. That's worse, huh?
Sounds worse.
It does sound worse. If you're fixing to do that, you might say you're beginning to feel a little sick.
Nauseated.
Okay, or sick where?
Sick at your stomach.
Okay. If a boy keeps going over to the same girl's house all the time, you'd say he is, teenagers probably. They start doing that about this.
In love.
Okay. And he would be called her...
boyfriend.
Okay, and she'd be his...
girlfriend.
Okay. And a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, and his little brother goes, You've been
kissing your gal.
Okay.
Girl.
And, if she stops letting him come over, you'd say that she...
they broke up.
Okay. And you might say he asked her to marry him, but she...
refused.
Okay. Or if she didn't refuse, then they went ahead and got...
married.
Okay. The man who stands up with the groom is the...
groomsman.
Okay. And the woman who stands up with the bride...
it's the bridesmaid.
Okay. And did you ever hear of a thing where the boys in town would... get around and beat on pots and pans the night after the wedding or the night of the wedding?
Yeah, that's called a shivery.
Did they ever do that?
No, not here. I mean, I don't think so. Maybe they probably did years ago, but not now.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so. I mean, I haven't heard of it around here.
Uh-huh.